AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Now it's Arctic cold. That powerful winter storm that dumped snow from Tennessee to New England is history, but now it's fiercely cold in much of the nation. There was an ice storm so severe in northeast Georgia that it snapped off the power for tens of thousands of people, including Sonny Phillips in Cherokee County.
I couldn't sleep. I stayed up all night. Limbs falling about every hour and a half, and then this one hit at 6 o'clock. That's when it killed the power.
He talked to WSB-TV. It's 15 degrees here in Washington, where the White House is trying to find some answers to the threat from violent actors like the Islamic State group. Vice President Biden opened the three-day White House summit yesterday, saying we have to look at the underlying ideologies that attract sometimes disaffected young men to these violent groups. And he said we have to respond more effectively.
We need answers that go beyond a military answer. We need answers that go beyond force.
The president gives the keynote address this afternoon at the summit. There is supposed to be a ceasefire in effect in Ukraine, but they've been fighting over the key town of Sebaltseva in eastern Ukraine, government troops and rebels backed by Russia. We're hearing the rebels have taken hundreds of soldiers prisoner, but the Ukrainian president seems to be pushing back against that narrative. Our Natalia Vasilyeva is overseas.
The Ukrainian president insisted that the town was never surrounded and that the Ukrainian troops who are finishing the pullout today are doing so in a way that they are not hindered by the rebels and that they are withdrawing with their weapons and with their ammunition.
Back here at home, what are you doing with all that money you've been saving on lower gas prices? Experts are surprised. We're saving it, they say. This is AP Radio News. New York Yankees star Alex Rodriguez is apologizing for what he calls mistakes that led to his suspension. But he's not saying anything more about how and why he resumed using performance-enhancing drugs for at least the second stretch of his career. He's getting ready to report back to the Yankees after his season-long ban for violating baseball's drug agreement. Our Warren Levinson is in New York.
Alex Rodriguez apologized to team officials last week. They suggested he hold a full Yankee Stadium news conference before he reports to spring training. Instead, he released a 5-paragraph apology addressed to the fans. After his repeated drug use denials, he says he realizes many fans won't believe anything he says, adding, "That's on me."
America's top dog is Miss P. That's an initial. She won Best in Show at the Westminster Kennel Club show at Madison Square Garden last night. She's a beagle, described as soft-spoken. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.